This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Lian, Lian Ringers, L-I-A-N-N-E-R-I-N-G-E-R. Date of birth 05-18-1961. Date of appointment February 6, 2024. Requesting physician Jennifer Melling, J-E. J-E-N-N-I-F-E-R-M-E-H-L-I-N-G-N-P. Dear Jennifer Melling, I have the pleasure of seeing Lian Ringer today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she is 72-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman who is having severe pain in the left gum, which started in 2015. It was not bad at that time. Now it is severe. It is awful to have. It is sharp, shooting, throbbing, and bad pain used to comes and goes. As day go by, it becomes worse. She is having shaking of the head, hands, and whole body also. It is worse since last year. It is getting worse with the all the pain medication. She has more tremor when she wants to use the hands. She cannot cook, difficulty in eating. She uses hydrocodone. It did not help. Memory is not good. Having headache due to tremors. She was seen in the past by Dr. Lynch, L-Y-N-C-H, comma, Dr. Ubaid, U-B-A-I-D, comma, Dr. Togi, T-O-L-G-E, and Dr. Zolte, Z-O-L-T-A-Y. She was also seen by neurosurgeon Dr. Lovely, L-O-V-E-L-Y. Past medical history, trigeminal neuralgia, Meniere's disease, depression, anxiety, memory loss, headache, back pain, past surgical history, hysterectomy, ear surgery, tonsillectomy, allergy to aspirin, ibuprofen, penicillin, sulfa. Her medications are alprazolam 0.25 mg, one tablet three times daily, atorvastatin 10 mg daily, omeprazole, Montelukast, pregabalin 100 mg 3 times daily, gabapentin 400 mg 2 capsule 3 times daily, duloxetine 60 mg 1 capsule daily, aspirin Aptium 800 mg daily, lisinopril and furosemide. Social history, smoke 2 pack of cigarette per day. Does not drink alcohol. She is married, live with the husband, have one son. Family history, mother deceased with breast cancer and stroke, father deceased with MI, one brother with hypertension. Review of the system, I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system, I found out that she is having headache, memory loss, jaw pain, depression, anxiety, back pain, tremors, physical examination, blood pressure, 120 over 80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2, regular in rate and rhythm. Abdomen sour bowels on present, neck supple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, sinuses and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry. Tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug, normal, hearing is good on both sides. Finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, action tremor of the hands present, head tremor present, motor system examination, strength, 5 or 5, deep tender reflexes, 2 or 4, plantar responses are flexor, sensory system examination revealed presence of pain prick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet, gait ataxic, Romberg test positive, assessment and plan. 72-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number 1, left-sided trigeminal neuralgia. Number 2, essential tremor. Number 3, depression. Number 4, anxiety. Number 5, headache. Number 6, memory loss. Number 7, back pain. Next paragraph. Patient is taking 4 medication for pain, including pregabalin 100 mg 3 times daily, gabapentin 400 mg 2 capsules 3 times daily, duloxetine 60 mg daily, and aptium 800 mg daily. She is also taking alprazolam 0.25 milligram 3 times daily. At this time, I discuss with the patient to taper and discontinue the gabapentin. And I am going to start primidone 50 milligram 1 PO daily for 1 week, and then 2 tablet daily continue. Patient ultimately need a EMG of the upper and lower extremities. I would like to see her back in my office in 1 month. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.